extra tsuyi tzitzis, loy mechaye v'tzitzis ela bigbeit semer pishtim. Come to tell me, what else does a davka for semer pishtim? Tzitzis. The only mechuyiv and tzitzis nidiraisa if the beggar, the material is made out of either wool or flax. Lasuyi tzitzis, 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 the Torah says beferish. You only have a chiv if the beggar is made out of wool or flax. But Pasuk says, loy silva shatnis. Torah says, don't wear klayim. Semru pishtim yachtav. Don't wear wool and flax together. See, the next Pasuk says, kedilim tasalachor. You should make tzitzis on it. Zuchur, what are the Torah saying? Put tzitzis on what type of a beggar? The same beggar, the Torah says, there could be shaya klayim, the Torah says, put tzitzis. So, Claude, tzitzis is only negeya to semru pishtim. So, what's the chiddush to say that tzitzis is only by wool or by flax? So, Gemara name. I can have a half a minute like Rava says. The Rava Rami, famous Rava Rava, asked the Spiro in the Pashas of Tzitzis. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Ha Kanaf. It says, put on Tzitzis on the Kanaf, on the corner. And we dash in Min Kanaf. What type of material should the Tzitzis itself, the strings itself, be made out of? It should be made out of the same type of material the corner is made out of. So, Zmashma, any type of material it's made out of, the Tzitzis should be made with the same type of material. Uksiv, another pasuk says, Semru Pishtim Yachtav. It says by Klayim and Abilim Tasaloch, that what do you make tzitzis from? Only material that Shayat used to Klayim. What Klayim? Only Semru Pishtim, Zgurutzestira. Here it's Mashmioni, Evachiv, to put tzitzis on a beged that's made from wool or from flax. And the other pasuk says, Ha Knaf, Min Ha Knaf, means make the tzitzis, the strings, from any material that the corner is made from, a tzitzira. Okay, it said, ends the grovel like this. Semru pishtim, if the beged, or else the tzitzis itself, is made out of wool and flax, poitrin, you can put it into any type of a beged. Vein b'minim, vein shlei b'minim. And even if the beged is made out of cotton, like we do, among you have a cotton beged, you're allowed to put the tzitzis, the strings, made out of wool. It's not called a knaf, it's not called min knaf. The corner is made out of cotton. And your tzitzis now, the strings you're putting into this beged, is made out of wool. It's not called min knaf. Because the apostle that says Semru Pishtim, if you're using flax or wool to make the tzitzis from, then no matter what type of material the beged is, you're allowed to put tzitzis, wool and tzitzis, into cotton beged. Mashenkin Sharminim, if you want to make the tzitzis out of other material, not made out of wool, if you want to make the tzitzis itself made out of cotton, then davka bimina poitrim. If you only use cotton strings in a cotton beged. Mashenkin Shlebiminim, if you want to use a cotton string to put into a canvas beged, ain't poitrim, it doesn't help. That's Rava's drosha. So according to Rava Klor, any type of a beged that has four corners to it is mechuyiv and tzitzis midiraisa. Either Torah says semru pishtim, that's a chiddush. So when you want to use woolen strings, you could use it into any material you want. Any beged, you could put the woolen strings in. But when you want to use other material, you want to use cotton strings, then you can only put it into a cotton beged. That's Rava's drosha. So Rav Nachman is saying, I would think maybe the loch is like Rava, that any other beged is also mechuyiv and tzitzis. Kamash Malon, Rav Nachman is saying no. Kamash Malon, he's not like Rava. That af kol lasi tzitzis, that even in the pasuk of tzitzis, you only mechuyiv midraisa to put tzitzis on a beged where it's made out of wool or flax. But shar begodim only as a chiyiv midrabonim, not midraisa. So Rashi lasi tzitzis. I would not think to learn out smuchim, tzitzis from klayim. Lemeima, the teacher, tell me, the talis, semru, pishtim, tasa, tzitzis. Only if the beg is made out of wool, then put on tzitzis. For learn the shah talis. And not a cotton beged. Elo le'inyan tzitzis tidrushay. But maybe I think, no, darshan like Rava's darshaning is going on the tzitzis on the strings itself. Kedilam taslocho mitzemo pishtin. That means you're allowed to make the strings out of wool or by flax. V'loy mishar minikur darshan Rava. And sometimes you can't make the strings out of shar material. How does that come out? V'alksiv ha-knaf min knaf. Da'ay knaf for your service, an extra posaku. So let's see about Kansai Bigdayim. You have to put tzitzis on the corner of the begodim. V'hevel el nichta v'nosnu ala tzitzis p'sul t'chelis. So as you said, v'nosnu ala tzitzis. What does that say, Kansai al knaf for? Is a drosha min knaf. Min atalasi at tzitzis. the strings itself could be from the same type of material that the beged is made from. The tzitzis, the strings, could also be made out of katin, providing this beged is made out of katin. If it's made out of silk, if you have a silk beged, you're allowed to use silk strings also for the tzitzis. Uksiv semro pishtim. Vilim taslucho de mashma nami mehem tasle et astiro. So mashma the string should only be from wool. The teretz is sagrada kerova. The yoma da knaf oslash minum. La tidrus muchil and if the shar begodim. The vade mechayiv miyum betzitzis the minum. According to Rava, all the godim, flax, silk, or cotton is mechuyiv in tzitzis. Know what type of material you have to make the tzitzis from? The same material the beged is made from. Kamash malon dosak Rav Nachman, not like Rava. Av kol tla tidras hakanaf hochi. Don't dash in the word hakanaf hochi. El urcha de crow ulashmina de mitzvah tzitzis b'shnei minim tzva. That the mitzvah tzitzis midiraisis from two different colors. Shnei chutim shotchilis. He just read this Rasa Shita that when you had tchilis, there were two strings made from blue wool. Or shnei chutim shaloven and two chutim made out of white. Tainu min kinaf the stomach loven. That's the chiddush of min kinaf. That the tzitzis should have two colors to it. Should have blue and white. That's why we hold like Rav Nachman. That really only a wool beged is mechuyev midrais and tzitzis. No cotton beged. Either the pasuk says min kinaf. That means the colors of the tzitzis should be two blue and two white. That's Rashi shita. The Rambam shita is that only one string is made out of tchilis. And only the string that you make around, you make the gedilim. The one you turn around and around, that's supposed to be from chelis. Yeah. Omer Rav Acha, read the Rav and Rav Ashi. Letana, the very Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Rabbi Shmuel. Maishno linyan tumo, the marvi shar begodim. How come, according to the second Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, we're saying all begodim is makabo tumo? Because the pasuk says by shrotzim oy begid that any type of a begid is makabel tuma. Of a zoy hochi nami leimo l'rabba shar begodim miasher techasibor. How come he says that by tzitzis you only mechuyev in tzitzis a begid made out of wool or by flax? Why don't we use the extra pasuk of tzitzis miasher techasibor to come to tell me even a begid made out of other materials is also makabel tuma? Is also has a chiyev tzitzis. Rashi Maishno. According to Rav Nachman, the Yomar Av Kol Asui Tzitzis. Rav Nachman says, even though for Tumla, we're masking the Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel, that from Oy HaBegid, all Shar Begodim is Bekabu Tumla, but Pum Tzitzis has this Chumra, it's only made out of wool. Why? Because there's no Ribui. For the Gemara, there's a Ribui by the Pasha Tzitzis, that says Asher Techasa. That Rashi Asher Techasa, Ribui the Crow. It's like an extra Pasuk. So why don't we dash it from Asher Techasa, but even Shar Begodim, material is also mechuyev in tzitzis. And the Gemara name is an extra. It's come to tell me, even though you have a suma, blind person, his begodim that he wears, if he wears a wool in tzitzis, he's mechuyev in tzitzis u'diyosa. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Arisa Maisai. The Torah says by tzitzis, Arisa Maisai is supposed to see tzitzis. We dash in Pratlik Suslaila. What's potter from this pasuk? Pajamas. A beggar that's miyuchud to wear for nighttime, that's Rosh Hashita, that's potter from tzitzis. Even if you wear pajamas in the daytime, still you're potter from tzitzis. If it's providing it has four, in the chiddush, even though it has four, even though it would have four corners to it, but since this beggar is miyuchud to wear for nighttime, it's potter from that tzitzis. That's from the pasuk Risa Moisei. So the Gemara. You're telling me now, the godim is miyuchud for nighttime is potter from tzitzis. Or you ain't well a pratik susuma. Maybe it means the blind person, his begodim that he wears even in the daytime is also potter mitzitzis. Because the pasuk says a reason, so maybe only somebody could see them, he's mechuyev in tzitzis. But a sumo that can't see his begodim, maybe he's potter from tzitzis. So it's Gemara no. Kishuwaimu, when the pasuk says, Asher techasabo, there's an extra ribui. Mashm, anything you're wearing to cover yourself with, is mechuyev in tzitzis. The pasuk says, Asher techasabo, you're covering yourself with it. Is haray ksusumama. For this, the pasuk says the ksusum is also mechuyev in tzitzis. Asher techasabo is covering himself with it. Since the sumer is covering himself with his beged, the sumer is mechuyev in tzitzis. That's what we do. So the word asher techasabo has come to tell me a sumer has to wear tzitzis, and the reisa maisa has come to tell me ksus laila is potter min tzitzis. But I call upon him, I don't have any extra pasuk to tell me that a silk beged or a cotton beged is mechuyev in tzitzis. According to this turn of Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rav Nachman, only Tzemra Pishtim is mechuyev in tzitzis. How come we're saying the pasuk says a risa moisay tzemir only somebody that could see the beged yimchuyv and tzitzis? So it's saying sus laila at night time or beged yuchus for night is potem and tzitzis. Omar rayis the rabbis, and you have another ribui of ashetachasabo. Omar rayis the rabbis suma olahitzik sus laila. How do we know this to say which one yes, which one not? How do we know to say is suma is yimchuyv and tzitzis and sus laila is potem and tzitzis? Maybe say pufaker. Who reads the mercy comes to tell me it's Summa is Potem in Atzitzis. And the Shetachasavor, even though begged, we were at night, it was Mechuyiv Atzitzis. How do you know which way is Potem, which way is Chayiv? So the Gemara, Marba Niksusum, it's more Mesavra to say a begged that a Summa wears is Mechuyiv Atzitzis, Sheyesh Nebriyet Lachirim. We're talking about he's wearing it by daytime. So since he's wearing it at daytime, other people, the Matthias, could see this beggar. Even though the Summa himself can't see the beggar, but other people could see the beggar. So since other people could see the beggar, that's called the Risa Moisei. Or Moisei Niksus Lailo. Mashenkin a beggar that's Myuchat, wear it at nighttime. Shein the Briyes Lacherim. Nobody could see it at night. Normal at night, you have no light. So you can't see it at nighttime. If there's more Mistavra to say, Ksus Lailo is Potem in Atzitis. But a Summa is Potem. For the Gemara V'Emo, L'Rabba Shar B'Godim. Now back to original Kash, like maybe Ashetachasabo is not come to tell me that a Summa is Mechuyiv Atzitzis. Maybe it's come to tell me Shar B'Godim. According to Rab Nachman, going to tell the Rabbi Shmuel, he says only Tzemer Pishtin. Maybe Ashetachasabo, the extra post, is telling me no. Not only Tzemer Pishtin, but even all other materials also Mechuyiv Atzitzis, if it has Dalad Kanfois. And the Gemara, Mistabro. Koi with Samro Pishtin, if the Pasuk is talking about Samro Pishtin, Marbet Samro Pishtin. Asher Techasabo, it's a Ribui in a beggar of Samro Pishtin, it has a Ribui. What's the Ribui? That a blind person, if he wears a beggar made out of wool, he's Mechuyiv and Tzitzis. But we're talking about wool, it passed to make a Ribui in wool. Of a Koi with Samro Pishtin. So Pasuk is talking about Samro Pishtin, and it says Asher Techasabo, you have to cover yourself with it. Ma'arishar begodin atat mastavro. Make a place to come to tell me the next place to say sham the posik ashetachasabo has come to tell me shar begodin is also mechuyiv and tzitzis. It's not mastavro. The posik says cloth, sandal, pishtin, wool and flax. So mashma only those two. Ah, you have a kasha. The posik says also ashetachasabo. Mashma you cover yourself with. It's more geshmak to say. It means to come tell me a sumo, a blind person. Because what beggar is he wearing? He's also wearing a beggar Solshemra Pishtin. So it's more mistar for the beggar Solshemra Pishtin is Mechuyiv, a Rebu, this beggar, rather than to be Marba, other type of a Godim altogether. Let's see, Rashi. Asher Techas is a Rashi, Rebuyi the Crow. It's an extra posik. Lechsus Laila. Rashiter is Ksus Hamiyucha the Laila. It's like pajamas. Even if you wear pajamas in the daytime, you'd also be Mechuyiv, you'll be part of Francis, according to Rashi. Because the miyut is a beged miyuchad alayla, lein echayit. And who did it comes out of chumah fakert? A beged like our tzitzis, that's miyuchad, wear in the daytime. If you wear it at nighttime, you are mechuyiv and tzitzis, according to Rashi Shita. Sheyeshnim briyeit lacherim, lekarinim beirisam lacherim biyoin. A blind person, when he wears his beged, since other people see it at the daytime, that's called risam, I say. V'loyosi asher techasam apik risam. The pasuk of asher techasam can't come and say fakert from risam. Shein of Ria, Ma Shenkin at night time, nobody sees it. Vima bina lo nashetachasa, but if you're gonna darshin for nashetachasa, even exus lailo, or was like kriakras le risam, the imam is going head on collision, can they get the word posuk risam? Here the terrorist says risam, you have to see it, and after you say at night time, you mechuyiv and tzitzis, at night time you can't see it. As if you only darshin exus suma, a blind person's godim, there's no stero. I says a risa moisoi, the terrorist says other people could see his begid. Regardless by daytime, the people could see his begid, even a summa could be mechuyiv and tzitzis. But if you're gadash and even at nighttime is mechuyiv and tzitzis, nobody could see it then, to see it, to risa. The aim of the rabbi Shabbat of Rashi will like susuma, koi bit semu pishtin kliyoma, the somach semu pishtin legilim. Marbek sus suma de semer pishtim. It's more mistarver the pasuk is talking about wool will be marbek chiddush in wool that even a blind person has the chiyuv to wear tzitzis. Of a marbek shav begodim b'tzmiya, it's mistarver. If you're talking about wool and flax, you don't go to a marbek other begodim. That's why we leave it that we only marbek sus suma. So this is according to Rav Nachman. That's one sheet lalocha. Well, it's not. This machlokes is showing them clear how we paskin. Do we say tzitzis is only mechuyev on semer pishter midiraisa, or do we say no? All sharp begodim is also mechuyev. Zot weiter. Amar Abaye. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's the first din we have that he says kolo yoytzim and eitz does not have a tum sholosh or sholosh. The sumchas and sumchis halacha is amru dov rechad. They both say one halacha. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hodi amar that we had already before that he says anything coming out of eitz like katin, if the beged is 3 by 3 inches, it has no kabbalah tumah. And Merle could use it to put on top of the schach, because since it's not makabel tumah, you could use it for schach. Sumchis, what sumchis halacha? The Tanya. Sumchis oimer. Sichecho, if you put schach on top of your sukkah, the tovui with material that was woven already, it's psula. Why? If neishim matama ben goyim, because it could be matama ben goyim. Is keman ki hai tana goes like this tana. The tanan shesi ve'eriv matama ben goyim miyad. That the shestiver means the raw material. As soon as you wove it and made a cross and along with it, right away it's makabel tumas negoyim. Divrei Reb Meir zot Reb Meir. We have Yehudu Ay Menoi. Ha shesti, when is the shesti the material going across, going up? That's Misha Yishla. That's only after you got finished heating it up that the wool, the flax became white. The Erev, the material going straight across Miyan. That's makabel tumas right away. For any shalpishin, if you have the pieces of flax, then it's only makabel tumah mishias lavdum, after it became white. But before you whitened it out, you didn't heat it up, you didn't cook it up, you didn't boil it up yet, it's not makabel tumah. Let's see Rashi, what does Sumchas got to do with Shimon Eloza? Rashi, omru dover echad, the dover hamif bin goyim, anything, dover hametam bin goyim, anything that has tumas bin goyim to it, is a masachachin. The yafagav, the yainim etam bin tumas maga. Even though it has a tumas maga, but as long as it has a tumas negoyim, he can't use it for skach. He saw the yamorin chutz mepishtim. That was a b'shim ben Elazar. He said kol ayoytzim and eitz is not makabel tuma, and you can put it for skach chutz mina pishtim. Pishtim is called eitz, but pishtim is makabel tumas negoyim, even though it's only gimelatz boys, but gimelatz boys. Therefore, a piece of flax that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, you're not allowed to put on top of a sukkah for skach, but that's makabel tuma. But that goes according to Sumchas also. Because Sumchas said, V'tovay psula, albeit it's woven a little bit, it's possible. So Rashi, Hode amor kutz me pishtin, V'loi koma kutz me beged pishtin, Mash ma'afagav glav beged, even though it's not a beged, Shle nitfu, it wasn't woven yet. Could go in oinin, a piece of raw flax, Oy nitfu, it was woven, V'loi nereg, nitfu means it was spun, V'loi nereg, it wasn't woven yet. It's ein mesachin, you can't use it for schach. Because for shortsim you have to have a good begin. Here, even though it's not doesn't have a shame begin, it has a tumas negoyim to it, therefore you can't use it for skach. Sikha betovi. Hoyulumatama binagoyim. There's siv oy beshesi eberit. Who are then namely einin? Who are then a piece of flax? Mishias lavnu soon became white. Why did not get tovi? Why does it say it was spun? Lashmina the tovi metamami be miyad. If it was spun the material, it's metam right away. Did fiyosi who gemar malachta leboyish yishla. If you spun the flax, then it's makamotum even before mishyishli, before you cleaned it. Keman omr sumchis lo krev neya. The yomma metamami miyad shenitfu. As soon as you spin the flax, right away it's makamotum. Yeah, next Rashi, your Tanakh of Yuda. Mishishla, she you shayla noisim in a yerv. As soon as you take it out of the big pot, she shulkin noisim bolalavnoi. You used to cook up the flax in hot water to make it white. That's what's makabotumma. Mishishlavnum, betanum. As soon as you make it white. So Melasumcha that says, as soon as you metav tovui, as soon as you spun it right away to makabotumma, that goes according to us, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That he says, any type of flax, it doesn't say it has to be a begin. Now any piece of flax that be is 3x boys by 3x boys, it's roy, it's a makabel tumas the goyim, therefore you can't use it for schach. So they both said the exact same halacha. You hold in the Abchov Zayin on the days by the Mishnah. Kol hayoytzim min ha'etz, is they madlikim boy. Material that comes out of a tree, you can't use it for the wicks to make near Shabbos with. Hezei madlikim bo here means to use it for the psila, for the wick. Ela pishtim, only pishtim flax. Flax is the only thing, even though it's called eight, that comes out of the tree, still you could use it for a wick. That's flax. V'chol hayoytzim neitz, anything that comes out of a tree, eina metame tumas oilim. It doesn't have a tumas oil on it. An oil is a pshat if you have a roof on top of a mace.
So we had before that the locher is Ershin, the tumah goes up to the roof, as matama the roof, and then the tumah comes down, and any keli underneath the roof is also tummy. So this is halacha. What about the roof itself? Is the roof itself makabel tumah or not? So kol hayotzim eneit ene matama tumas oilim. If you have beams, wood for the roof, so even though it's an oil, it's not matama. It itself is not makabel tumah. Elapishtim, only flax. Flax is the only material, even though it's called an eitz, if you use an ur, a skin of flax, or a sheet of flax on top, and you have a mace underneath, that makes an oil, and the flax is also tummy. So, drashim madlikim boy lasas psila. The Mishnah is talking about making the wicks. Mi canvas, from canvas, or begit canvas, mi temegefin. Either from a type of a canvas, that's also something that grows like flax, off the grass, or else mi temegefin from cotton. As you can't use cotton or you can't use canvas for the wicks, only flax. Ein matama tumas oilim, im also mehen oil. If you made an oil from wood, we have mace tachtuv, and the mace is underneath one side of the wood. Heve kishar bayis, it's like a din of a house. The ein tzorach lahat filo oil, atzmo. You don't have to be toivol the tent itself. The oil itself is not makabel tumah. The lo kibul tumah ele kelim shetachtuv. Only the kelim underneath it, that's halach of kelim, of oil hamais. But the roof should become tummy. If it's a wood, it's not makabel tumah. Just like a house, the house is not makabel tumah either. Ela tishtin, sha'af oil tummy. Even the oil itself becomes tummy. Kedichsev, the pasuk says, vehizo al oil. You have to make hazo al oil. The Gemara yalot of a tishtin mishtoi kura. The pasuk is talking about tishtin, even though it's called eitz, this tishtin is yeh makabel tumah's oil. Zati Gemara. Me no longer the pishtin he creates. How do we know this? You say that pishtin is called eitz. The Chura pishtin flax grows off a type of grass. It's a grass coming out of the ground that has white stalks on it. In the white stalks, you have the pishtin. And how do you know it's called an eitz? Oma mazutra di yom akro. But he says by Yoshua, by the Meraglim, vihi, by vihi halosam hagoga, she brought them up to the roof. But it menayim be pishtin eitz, and she hid them in pishtin and flax her eitz. So see, the poster calls it pishtin her eitz. That's the raya. Flax is also called from the tree. Right. But hayoytzim eitz ainim matama tumas oilim ela pishtin. Only flax is the only thing that if you make an oil out of flax, then the oil itself is makabel tumah. But if it's made out of any other material that comes out of wood, it's not makabel tumah. So Toyez asked the Kash, even though he had the Gemara before, by a Tumas of a Marda, his Mashma, anything you have over the oil itself becomes Tummy, and even though it wasn't Pasech Tefach, so Toyez says, there's talking about a piece of wood that's not Kavua, it's not like a house. Here we're talking about something you Mechubra to the Karka, you made like a house out of it. Once it becomes like a house itself is not Mekabel Tumah. And no other than any wood is not makabel tumah. Only an oil made out of pishtin is makabel tumah. But if it's not kavua, you just have a beam over the mace, then the mace brings the tumah and it comes down. The oil itself is also makabel tumah. Yeah. So the Gemara Minol, if I made a mistake here, I said we're finished with tumah. There's another sugi, another blot of tumah here. The Gemara Minol, how do we know this Yisoid that pishtin flax is here makabel tumah? Omer Reb Loza, Gomar oil oil mi Mishkan. We learn out the side of oil by mace. The Torah says the oil is tamei.